Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Contact Lost. We've been out for quite a while. I think it's been a month since the last episode, and for that please accept my most sincere apologies. However, now we're here and we're going to try and create more content on a more regular basis. So first of all, thanks for everyone that is still sticking with us. Thank you to our most wonderful sponsors, The Army Painter and Wayland Yutani. Please check them out in the video description below. And thank you to our Patreons. Without you, we would not be doing this. Today, with my son. Hey, my son.
Hello there.
We'll be discussing the most recent data slate. So let's get straight to it. And there isn't much to talk about, because the only change is that the section about Adeptus Custodes has been removed as no longer relevant in light of the new codex. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye. That is obviously a joke. Please don't disconnect. Myson, what's your take on this? I must admit, I was a little bit surprised.
On the joke about Custodes or the data slate?
No, don't comment the joke. It was obviously horrible.
Oh, come on. It's late evening. There was no one expected smart jokes. they already know us. Come on. We can't pretend. Let's stick with horrible ones. At least exactly. We can deliver the standard. Yeah, so about the slate, don't think I'm surprised. It's more or less what was expected. I missed a couple of nerfs, though. That's for sure. And I guess that's the reasoning. I noticed two patterns in the data slide. So when they change something, like increase points later on, and now they should be decreased a little bit. They didn't do that. They tried to decrease points of other units in the index or codex. This is the one pattern, and the second pattern is that they mostly targeted the most popular builds, but not the second strongest, which also probably should be nerfed. But yeah, it's. Probably because the some of the builds arrived quite recently, so they didn't have the time to properly analyze it. Yeah, so that's hot take on the slate.
I also think that it's also the fact that we haven't actually had a codex come in to the meta throughout the past 3 months. Like, we've just got Orcs and Custodes released last Saturday. Tau was in a bit of a gray area when it was released and not released at the same time because it was in the box, and now officially it's going to be next week. So yeah, rules wise there wasn't really much to talk about. Nevertheless, I was still a little bit surprised because throughout 9th, we got used to having a data slate every 3 months and points every 6 months, and now it seems that they've changed that around, according to the article on Warhammer Community. So what do you think about that? Do you prefer it this way?
I guess it's every, there will be points update and then data slate, balance data slate, and points updates and then balance data slate. Something like that,
if I remember correctly. Is it? I understood that it will be every 3 months points and a data slate every 6 months. But not sure.
I'm not sure either, because they usually, whatever written on the Warhammer Community WordCamp page, I just don't trust it. It's usually outdated for some reason that is unknown to me. But. Let's double check it.
Some proof in that.
Yeah, they're going to release a monitor on field manual update every quarter and a balance data slate every other quarter. So,
exactly. So, points every 3 months and data slate every 6 months. So, yes. inverted to what was in ninth. And what's your opinion on that? What do you think about it? Is that like better approach than it was in ninth? Or?
To be honest, I would like to have a consistent updates for both points and the balanced data slate at the same time. Even if that's every 3 months, it's I personally think that both of these things should be taken seriously, like balancing updates and points like values are strictly associated with unit abilities and faction rules, so that should be like taken as a whole in a holistic view, and they should be updated at the same time. That's my like opinion on that, and I'm saying this all the time. I value consistency in the rules. Mm-hmm. I would love to actually get a final product called Warhammer 40k 10th edition with all armies released and all the rules constantly updated. I know it's not possible in the current system of publishing codexes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is like the most this is the thing I like the least in Warhammer 40k, so release schedule, because mm-hmm. we actually never have this final product available. There's always like it's always on the change.
Yeah, 100%. But I also agree that it would be best if we get points and the data slate or rules changes, however you want to call it, at the same time. But that is what it is. So back to the data slate itself, you're saying you're not surprised that it hasn't changed, really?
There are point changes inside, but they. The content of it is not that surprising, I guess.
Okay. I mean, I think that in ninth, at least, the rules changes were usually more impactful than the points. And I'm not sure if points is the now being the more frequent updated bit is the way to go around it. I think I like the rules tweaks more often rather than points changes, because you can really go too hard or not hard enough with just points. But
the problem with points right now is that points are per like whole unit. We don't have like small points for weapons and stuff, and I don't know, I will just keep my opinion on that, and both should be definitely updated at the same time.
Yeah, 100%.
And points, yeah, changing of the maybe I would have give some other more opinions when we go through the list of changes.
Sure. Let's go into that right now. I'm gonna put the new Munitorum field manual on the screen for those watching this on YouTube. I think that should be visible now. Let me make it like full screen if I can. Where is this stuff? It's view. Ah, there we go. Right, so we've got sisters, alphabetical order. They're the first ones here. I think a couple of obvious points hikes. So the Arco Flagellants. Yeah. The Blade of Saint Eleanor as well. Crusaders, I'm not sure if they were. It was obviously a very good unit, often picked. Did they deserve a points hike? What do you think?
So basically, we can see two things. So Arco Flagellants, super effective units. They got another update of points. So they started at 130, and now they're 160. They are still good at this point, so no surprises here. And regarding Crusaders and Death Cult Assassins as well, I think that the Death Cult Assassins got nerfed because of the Crusaders directly. Because it basically it doesn't matter what that kind of a unit do on the table, because their only purpose is basically to react on table, do some action, and then die and generate a miracle die. Here, so either they will be cheap enough to take three of them or like spam them, or they will be not cost efficient at all. And at 35 points, you can find some, it's nearly like cost of a Panisian engine right now. So obviously you pick, for example, Mortifier or Panisian engine, and basically mm-hmm. do the same. But actually have models who does something. I think that this particular update is too big. But yeah, I understand why they were like spammed on board.
Mm-hmm. It's also very targeted, right? They've only increased the points cost when you're taking just two models and not like a bigger group.
Yeah, so it's, you basically never take more than two.
Obviously.
But it's a specific case because it's the first time I see something like that.
Yeah, I think so as well. And what do you think about the units that got a points decrease? So the Sacrosancts, Mortifiers, and Penitent Engines. Will they see some play?
Yeah, actually, Penitent Engines got already some play.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are basically good models. At 455 points, there. Yeah. You will definitely use them. Not maybe spam them, but they're completely usable in the list.
Okay. And
Sacrosanct, I just need to remember what they did. Yeah, they used to call worse. Yeah, it's just 5 points decrease. Yeah, I guess they're bad right now. Still, but maybe single unit for, because sisters basically work like spam MSU and be mm-hmm. all over the table, have a couple of hard hitting units like Arcoflux, Castigators, and yeah, that's basically it.
Right. So what do you think these changes mean for sisters? I mean, I think it's still going to be a very solid army.
Yeah, you can still spam things. I guess right now, probably you can go down to two squads of Arcoflux. Triumph of St. Catherine will still have a play because it's a really good model and with really good buffs, like force multiplying. I'm not sure about the Palatine squad with enhancement. Some lists without it. I was not never like a huge fan of it either, but mm-hmm. that's just me. But the core models didn't got many increases, so you can still play Castigators, Exorcists. Probably Repentia squads will arrive instead of one Arcoflag, maybe. Because for Repentia, got 100. Yeah, they're much cheaper right mm-hmm. now. That's basically it.
Okay. Yes,
Celestine is still at the same points value. Seraphims are at the same points value, and the other armies got increases. So Sister will be still in a good spot.
Okay. Good for them. Let's move on. Then we've got Custodes, and Custodes just got points decreases across the board. These are also points for the new codex now that it's been officially released last Saturday. Word on the street is that it's bad, and that the best model that Custodes have is Canis Rex. What do you know about this?
It's so it's ridiculous because guys are considering gunships and like RS gunships and.
Yes, yeah, I saw that this as well.
And the points are all not, if I remember correctly, they're not exactly decreases, but this is like decreases compared to what's written in the codex.
In the codex, yeah. Because I think these Terminators were at 130 already in the field.
Yeah, manual. I'm checking the Wardens, for example. They're exactly the same cost of, like they are right now. Yeah, so maybe there are some small point updates, but to be honest, the entire Custodes Codex release is so disappointing that I guess, it's not a good codex, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard, and I mean, it's a bit sad, I want to say, that Custodes are either oppressive or just bad. I feel like they're never in a middle spot.
It's really hard to balance out the army that's relying on 4-up save, 4-up invul and 2-up normal save. Because you either make these models really point efficient, or you make them and they're super good because you can roll too many saves and always be like super oppressive, or you can make units underwhelming, and then in order to play a normal game you have to roll more than average for up invuls. So this entire faction dynamic makes it that I have, when the Custodes were good in the metagame, I have never seen a Custodes player who rolls averages. They always rolled above averages. And now, when they are bad, they're always rolling below average. I don't know how it works, but I guess it's some kind of a destiny. There's no logical sense behind that.
It's an interesting observation. I just usually feel like that when it comes to 4-ups, the volatility is just much more visible for some reason than it is when rolling any other dice results that you might need.
Yeah, it's 50-50. So basically the army suffers from like low table presence and move blocks and stuff like that. So if they make the units like super cheap, then they will be super oppressive. And when they, because there will be enough of them on the table to play like different styles of game, but right now, like the codex itself, not only is like weak in terms of rules because they lost. This is the only case that the core detachment from the index lost so many rules, like fight first and so like two sources of fight first, and their like main strength. Was just discarded by the update, by the codex update. And also the thing about no longer having protection against death wounds. It's like the codex was written really before the previous
balance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Totally.
I guess this one needs a buff, definitely.
Sometimes late.
And then we'll see if they're oppressive or still underwhelming. There's no other way.
Yep. Let's move on before we get too sad. Now we've got AdMech. So I think that's one of the factions that we definitely expected more changes to in the previous data slate. So that was very shortly after their codex release, which was the argument that was made for not making any changes to them 3 months ago. Now we've got some points reductions. Obviously, AdMech have been struggling in the meta so far. But is this enough? I mean, you've had a short stint trying to make some results with AdMech. Anything here shine out for you?
So the thing with AdMech is that it was released along at the same time with Necrons, and Necrons were so obnoxiously like strong, and AdMech was so underwhelming. The hot take on that, first of all, the issue with AdMech was not points. So the issue with AdMech was that you can fit a lot of units, but the only like units that were like killing something, doing something, were the Cataphron Breachers, and they are still at the same point value, and they are, I guess, still they're the same value. But on the other hand, they are already overcosted, as in the in this release. So, and you still have to play them in order to have some kind of like unit that can
damage output.
Damage output. Fun stuff. Scorpion Disintegrator. So the only indirect shooting weapon that comes, not actually the only, but no spoilers, but one of a few indirect platforms that got point decreases. It's good because it was overcosted a little bit, especially with 4-up ballistic skill. I'm happy to see some updates on Castellan robots, not a big fan of them, but on the other hand, we still have like the majority of models are on the same point values. What I was expecting, to be honest, what's missing is to go also 10 points reduction from Skitarii Vanguard to 70. Because I find the issue that battle line infantry from AdMech is overcosted due to the effects and all the abilities that relies on having something battle line. Like the AdMech codex is constructed about being with whole routine or routine six of battle line squads, and then different units got different buffs. And this is the core interaction within the codex. So you need to basically take like a couple of battle line choices if you want to have like fully effective army. Yep. And then your battle line choices are super underwhelming for the point values. Because they are like four ballistic skills, some weapons, but in the end they're missing like damage output, which is understandable, but for like 80 points in other armies, when you compare this, for example, with I don't know, Crusader, Black Templar, or Crusader squad, it was 85 points and the same like range, and Crusader squad is just amazing. It's Skitarii Vanguard. It's
okay. Bad. Oh, okay.
I mean, you don't have like option not to take them, and that's basically the issue I have with the AdMech itself. It's built around the mechanics that requires you to pick at different choices. Interesting take that Belisarius Call got 30 points decrease. I still don't think that it's worth it with his canticles.
Okay.
Maybe for the reroll once to hit aura, it's okay. But you need to basically have a platform which will benefit from it. So I think that there will be still the same builds we had before. Maybe builds with based on custom robots will emerge for playtesting, and we'll see. I already checked the Cataphron Destroyers, and they didn't convince me because this is only like 10 points reduction. They're much worse than
Breachers.
Breachers, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what was the cost cheaper, of. What was the cost of the new
the new guy stinted legs?
Because we talked a lot about this guy and this model and how ugly it is.
I have no idea what the points were for it.
65, so doesn't matter.
5 points, probably not going to help him.
No.
Too much. Right, so do you think Admech is going to have better results in the meta now, or?
Maybe, because this is the codex that have a good synergies. And if, for example, you play Skitari cohort, there are a lot of tricks, and Pteraxia are amazing for move blocking. But this is really metagame dependent. If we find ourselves in metagame where, for example, you can kill with Pteraxia, then for infantry heavy, then this should be okay. And orcs are coming, so maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay, Titans. Nice.
And no updates, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Still I would coming. Love to have two Warhounds.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see Titans on a team roster.
You can't even take them as allies or not. I don't know.
But you can still take them as a separate army, right? Except that
except that it's a single Warhound.
I think they really should change those points. Make the Warhound 1,000 and the Reaver 2,000 for some crazy people to be able to take them as a faction into 2,000 points games. That would be fun. Maybe not. Eldar didn't get any points changes last time round. They've got heaps of rules changes, and the fact that they didn't get any points changes was motivated exactly by the fact that they got so many rules changes in the data slate, which baffled me, as Chaos Space Marines also had lots of rules changes and lots of points changes. Nevertheless, now we've got some points updates for the Eldar. The most obvious units that have been in most, if not all, of the lists. So Fugan, support weapons have been popular recently, maybe not from the start. Swooping Hawks have been there all the time. Shadow Spectres as well. The Phoenix Gems got a points hike. Is that it? Oh, they didn't touch spiders. How disappointing. Meanwhile, Scorpions, Spears, Banshees, and Guardians got points decreases.
Yeah.
I thought something else got a points increase, but I guess not.
No, just the core models. Basically, the shooting aspect got their points increased, and all the other stuff, all the melee aspects got point decreases. So the MSU builds of Eldari should probably start including some more combat, but we'll see. I guess as long as we do have ability to take a lot of units and tailor them to what we need on table, so either counter mass infantry or counter mass vehicles, this army will be fine in the metagame.
Okay, so they still will be seen.
I think so. Essentially. I would love to play GSC against MSU Elder. That would be super fun.
GSC for two turns. Again. GSC talk again. No, but seriously, do you think Eldar lists will change much given these points increases, or it's like?
I guess the problem is that the target, they targeted the combo of two characters with when they resurrect and two up, so Fugan and Phoenix game.
Mm-hmm.
Fugan's probably still is good. What was his point cost before? I don't remember.
115, I want to say. 110, something like that, I think.
It was 115. So 15 points is... it's starting to get, like, too expensive what he does. He's not that necessary and can't be taken in Inari list. Inari. So we will, and yeah, my recent tournament proved that I can kill my own elder as well. I rolled out of six resurrection rolls for Fugan and Outer combined. I rolled 5 ones.
Oof. That's unlucky.
Yeah, and I was when I rolled a fifth, I was not even surprised.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I got used to it, and then I said, I played Celestine for like two years. I'm fine. I will be fine. I'll recover from it mentally. Someday in the future.
You mean to say you deserved it?
I mean, the Celestine was the same experience. Come on.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that you never rolled a one on the Celestine, so now taking back what's it.
Once I had a really fun tournament, a local tournament. I took a list of Celestine, Gilliman, who also resurrected, and three Imperial, big Imperial Knights in the household. They got the stratagem to resurrect basically on 4-up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all of my five models, cut the resurrection rolls, and it was super annoying to my opponents because all of them were like big pieces. And there was, of course, like five men Battle Sister Squad a long time ago. Super fun list to play.
Sounds like Roll. 8th edition.
Yeah, it's rolling around. You know. Yeah.
Yep. So what about the Banshees, the Scorpions, the Shining Spears? Do you think they might start to appear in lists?
Yeah, Banshees and Banshees for sure, because they are like super cheap right now. So the problem with when you do the math for Banshees for Scorpions, the problem is that they don't kill anything. But if you start to add up all the damage you can do from like 20 or even more units of elders spamming on the table, then it suddenly is like super good damage. So yeah, Banshees are actually, in my opinion, they're good, and they're right now costing, they got 15 less points for the squad. Which can which is fast enough to like tie in the opponent, and then we'll just push that one or two squads of Banshees, block, charge, and just survive with one model, keep them from like shooting, force them to fall back, and use the other half, other 18 more units of Eldari to shoot stuff. It's could be a potential good play about Banshees, and they are also fight first, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hard to remove with other units, like equivalent units.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpions, maybe a single squad, it depends what basically, because you need one squad of infiltrators. So there are either Scorpions, Rangers, or Mandrakes. We'll see. And Shining Spears, I need to double check what they actually do.
Never good them. For them.
So it's just 20 points is a decrease. They have they are -1 to hit always, but on combat, strength 4, +1 to wound on charge. Nah,
they're not very exciting, I think.
Yeah, they're. Still, it's 100 points. For 100 points, you can get another squad of Spectres,
example. Exactly.
And Spectres are still good. I like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with the shooting, with the movement after shooting, that is a very, very good ability to have. So,
exactly.
I think they'll still see some play. Right, MSU is still the way to go. Agents of the Imperium. I think it's just a points increase in the most common picks. Not exactly any surprises here. Do you think the Calidus is still worth it for 100 points?
I don't know. It was not worth it for the previous points value, to be honest. Okay. It was taken because it was a lone op in the crit army, which was critical in some armies that require the additional scoring unit like that. So, yeah, you'll probably take other assassin right now.
A cheaper one for that purpose. Okay.
It depends how the points like finish up the roster. If you have 100 spare points, which is unlikely, then Calidus might see some play.
Yeah. If your list ends up at 1980, you can't change anything. You might upgrade the assassin. Right, then we've got Imperial Guard, and I'm going to say that I think I was most surprised that this is the one that got the most nerfs, I want to say, and points changes. Like, every of the most common picks, except the Tank Commander, got a points increase. Manticore got another one. Basilisk got one this time round. Bulgrins, Kaskin, even the Medusas. All those pieces have got points increases. And we've got some points reductions on the Lehman Rust tanks and on Militarum Tempestus and some other stuff like Hellhound Hydra, the cavalry. So things that I don't think I've ever seen the Hydra or the cavalry being used in 10th.
I played against cavalry in the recent scrim, so
okay, nice.
I saw them on the table, and my opponent from Team Spain said that this is the first time he plays the cavalry.
And the last time. Okay, yeah, I remember that. yeah, so what's your take on Guard? Did Guard deserve all of this? Because that's probably, what, 200 points or even more on the typical Guard list?
Yeah, one by one. Bulgrins, for sure. They were too cheap. Mm-hmm. And they are still like worth it. Kasakins, I guess not. Because the problem with Kasakins and basically the Guard is that they are... Why Kasakins got played? Because of reinforcement stratagem. So you just pick a most efficient unit for a current matchup you have in your army and spam it with reinforcement stratagem. Without mm-hmm. it, Kasakins will be just a fine unit for 100 points. And right now, like... Yeah, that's why I don't like the such stratagems and stuff, because it's it's the connection between the rules and points that I mentioned mm-hmm. before. For example, yeah. if they could potentially, I don't know, make a reinforcements stratagem once per game, it would be more than enough and will not require for sure additional Kasakins nerf. And that way, if reinforcements stratagem stays like it is, then it will just reinforce, I don't know, cavalry, sentinel squads, Kasakins, Tempestus squads, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree with that. They should keep probably Kasakins at the points that they were. They're fine about it. Hellhounds were already good. Before the update, Hydra is something I probably won't see it play. I don't remember when I saw Hydra. But it's, on the other hand, it's 85 points for something. Yeah, I have to fly two up if there is a fly heavy meta.
Well, you know, you've got your Magnuses, you've got your Angrons, you've got probably something else
with AP minus one. Yeah,
Okay, never mind then. Let's forget about it. You've missed the Basilisk. I think that was unnecessary. It's, I think it's 20 points even for it.
Yeah, for 15 points.
15?
Basilisk were fine. Manticores were fine. I mean, the problem with that is still not the... like
not the points
itself, not the points but the combination of rules,
the amount of buffs you can stack on them, that basically means that whatever hindrance they have for being indirect shooting, it's irrelevant.
I thought, and you can ignore that with scouts and class, it's okay, exactly, ability, but it's a... For example, this should remove like heavy from them, like from some other pieces of artillery, and they will be completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
So just make them worse, not because you will still have a place for two artilleries.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was not Basilisk didn't deserve that. Manticore is 190 points. It's still... The problem is that you can roll six shots and do a lot of damage, or roll a one and
do zero damage.
So it just polarizes the roster, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Tempest of Science will just take place of
Gaskin.
Gaskins. They could...
Because you can revive them as well, right?
The science. I'm just double checking that.
So you'd essentially just be exchanging your ability to scout for a deep strike.
Yeah, that's it. And you got reroll hits, so hit rolls. They're fine. They're fine.
Okay.
And so command squad. Swap. Command squad got also a decrease, so.
Yeah,
and they got how many? Yeah, assistant hits, and how many plasmas or something like that? Yeah, any number of plasmas. So, so you can play Tempest of Command Squad with Tempest of Science and play them to have a one big unit of
8 plasma buffed guns you can take in total then.
6 plasma guns and 2 melta guns, or the other way
around. Okay.
It's fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And plasma pistols, so
yeah. Yeah. It's something. Right, and then we've also got a points increase in the Medusa.
Medusa, well, I'm not a big fan of like D6 shots from Medusa. Surprisingly, the for example, rapid laser destroyer battery was not updated. It's really cheap for what they do.
But it's probably just that it hasn't seen much play, if any.
I'm just joking.
I've got no idea what it does.
It's a last cannon shots for really cheap, on a really cheap platform with Plinlink. So you don't spam it because it's not worth it, but it's Earthquake and Courage battery is still the same points. That's so basically take them instead of Basilisks, probably.
Yeah, but it's a lot of points for a Basilisk gun. Is it also D6+3 like the tank?
If I remember correctly,
okay.
Yeah, but one less point from ballistic gun. So.
No, okay. Meh. I don't know if they're worth it. All right. So, what do you think about guard? Do you think guards can keep their spot in the eight man team comp?
This is still a good army. The rules are really good, and point values. You can always find something to buff with orders.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be fine, I guess. I even had some lists in mind, that are based on zero artillery pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they are good, but it was fun to like sure. have something different.
So do you think there's potential for a change of playstyle for Guard? Move away from the artillery, but just go 18 Bulgrin and tanks?
At some points you will have to, because they will increase Manticores to 200 points. But...
Inevitably.
I probably will just keep around one or two pieces of artillery and focus on push mechanics. Hellhounds are really good, in my mm-hmm. opinion. And they are also ignore cover, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're a flamer, right? So probably.
Yeah. I mean, they for the other units.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, right.
They remove benefits cover, so suddenly you just have better shooting through everything else. Lehman Russes got
points increases.
Yeah, so maybe there's a combination of tanks and hellhounds that will made up for, and be another Iron Storm, but I doubt it.
Okay. So we'll see how Guard will evolve, if at all. Then we've got the Black Templars. Ah, and this is the one that I wanted to say, because you've mentioned that it's hard to balance with just points, because War Gear is not a thing anymore. And then in the article, or in the MetaWatch video, we hear that the Black Templars variants have got points increases because of the multi melters that they can carry, whilst the other tanks or for Space Marines of other colors did not get such a points increase. So it's like War Gear is becoming a thing. When will it be separated?
Yeah, no, they are completely separate units. So Black Templar, Gladiator Reaper is completely other thing than Gladiator Reaper. Because you can take six of them and smash all orcs from the table.
So like, I don't see how this makes it any better that they're separate units.
I'm
not from this perspective.
I completely don't get this. Why even they decided to have such things? So maybe to sell Black Templar upgrades in a century when 3D printers were just invented.
Yikes. So. Yeah. Because in a normal kit for the Gladiator, you don't get the melter, right? You kind of need to procure it for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And there is a special Black Templars like upgrade.
Of course.
Multi melter that can be installed on the hatch. And of course, when I'm assembling my gladiators, I'm buying all of the upgrade kits.
All of the sprues. All of the Black Templar sprues. Yeah. Yes. Surely. Yeah. Right. So what do you make of these increases? Does that make Iron Storm less of a bully?
No.
Or it's not enough?
If it is, then you just take normal gladiators. Or just half of them will become normal and half of them will become Black Templars.
Mm-hmm.
And this
So would you still stick with the Black Templars for the Crusader squads? Or would you consider like a different chapter, maybe Dark Angels for the Dark Shroud, when building an Iron Storm list specifically? Because obviously that's what people are playing most commonly.
I'm a big fan of Crusaders.
Mm-hmm.
So I like them a lot. I'm not sure about Dark Angels. I'm checking. I'm checking the Dark Shroud. That's just my ignorance.
No, that's fine. I think it's.
It's stealth, yeah.
It's a stealth aura.
Stealth and cover. I'm not sure if it's worth it. To be honest, the problem with this list is like you never want to have like all vehicles in a single aura, and the problem with Ironstorm is that you have no invul, so there are a lot of lists that can just smash for you. Like Elder MSU is super good into that list. Not sure, to be honest. I would say say that Ironstorm will be a case and will be good. You can play Ironstorm on Black Templar still because multi-meltas are fine on those platforms, but you can also pick any of the other chapters.
Because the points for them are unchanged.
Yeah, just double checking some things, but yeah, okay. Generally, yeah.
Okay, let's move on because time is a thing. We've got Blood Angels next. So points increases on Death Company and Lemartis and Sanguinary Priests. Points decreases on Sanguinary Guard, some Intercessors, Death Company Dreadnought, Mephiston.
I still think that this will be an army that can play.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think I was a bit surprised to see any changes here. I don't think Blood Angels were like oppressive or anything, so maybe this is just some internal balance attempt.
I think that it's really like Ironstorm should get more updates, and this is Blood Angels should not get any increases.
Because
clearly the Black Templars is for multi-melta, and
here
what makes this list good, like Ironstorm list good, still is still there somewhere.
Still makes it good, yeah. Okay, let's move on. Oh, Chaos Demons. Now this is definitely a disappointment for me. I think one could have hoped for a new detachment, maybe, just like Drukhari got in the previous data slate when they were struggling in terms of win rates and event wins. I think Chaos Demons were either similarly bad or worse than Drukhari were, and nothing has gotten better for them last time round. Or since the last update, and there are no changes here. There's no codex inbound.
Yeah, I was just going to skip it, and then I remembered that you this is your army.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I do have a subjective opinion on this, but let's not.
Say
anything.
Of course, army wise, it's like disappointing.
Yeah, let's stick with that because of language. Then Chaos Knights also, no changes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're in a good spot. I was hoping that maybe the Big Knights would get another points reduction.
Yeah, I think that Big Knights should, especially how the metagame looks like right now. All the Big Knights should definitely get points reduction.
Maybe next time. Chaos Space Marines. This is something that I would say I didn't expect with the Codex around the corner coming out sometime in May. It's like, what's the point of making these changes now? Maybe there won't be, maybe this will be applicable for the majority of it when the Codex actually drops. But obviously some points decreases on the less popular picks. So,
although yeah, so
you could see legionaries and cultists in lists for the obvious reasons. But yeah, other stuff like Demon Princes, the Venom Crawler, Scyther, you could make an argument to take him for the loan up. But the Termi squad was definitely overcosted. I think it still might be. Bikers, Mauler Fiend, Possessed, not popular choices. Anything you want to add?
Just one thing. This is the case I mentioned at the end, at the start. Basically, they made changes to CSM last update. Just they were nerfed in a really bad manner. So they're just
too hard. Because they've plummeted in terms of results.
Right? Yeah, and right now they should just probably should have just bring back points for Chosen and Warp.
The Lord, the Forge Fiend.
Yes, exactly. And just keep the rules changes, just lower the points, and it should be fine. But they decided not to do this and continue with the pattern. So if we increase something, then we are not lowering the points.
Is it a pattern? I mean...
Yeah, it's the same case. It was, for example, GC Neophytes, and we'll go up to that. But
okay, but I can't stop comparing them to Eldar in terms of what was done last time. So Eldar got lots of rules changes, but no points and points now, and it's a sensible manner of doing things, I would say. But Chaos Space Marines got different treatment. Well, too bad. Yeah. There's a codex around the corner. I don't think we'll get to see a lot of CSM action before that. And, well, we'll see what the codex brings. Then we've got Dark Angels. They've got some points decreases on, stuff. So Deathwing Knights, not exactly a playable thing still, I think. The Terminator Squad, not sure if they got a lot going for them. Inner Circle Companions are like Blade Guard veterans. But I think even worse. And then Lionel Johnson. I think he's got quite a big points decrease, but he doesn't really synergize that much.
I guess no one cares about the Dark Angels right now.
Yep. Why should we? Let's move on. Death Guard. They got a points decrease on the whole route. Okay. I mean, I think Death Guard is in a good spot, and the fact that they didn't get any changes is actually okay. Would you agree?
I think so.
Cool. We're smashing this. Death Watch, no changes. Okay.
Yeah. Shukari, no changes.
Spoiler. Shukari, no changes. Although, they're still bad. Another of my armies.
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go.
GSC. Yeah, let me have it. Yeah.
25 points of rock grinders. Yes.
Yeah. Finally, track got and decrease up to like 110 points for something that did basically nothing, but was necessary in my list. But yeah, so I'm happy about it. So basically, all vehicles got like reductions. 10 points for Reach Runners, 20 points for Track Rock Grinders, also like 20 or 15.
25. But they were 155.
Rock Grinders, still, in my opinion, not playable, but maybe one in some kind of fun lists, because it got quite a good ability. So with Mortal Wounds on Charge, it's Tank Shock, and this you can do like and double, for example, double grenades. You can finish up with doing a lot of mortal wounds from stratagems and abilities, but delivering this thing into combat to like significant place, well, not so possible. Aberrance actually is an exception to the pattern I said about, because they got a decrease of points by five.
Five on five models, 10 on 10.
So basically, there's, in my opinion, I stopped playing Aberrants after a month of testing GSC, so I won't come back to them. Probably they're overcosted for what they do. They suffer from like being able to be resurrected, because if they resurrect, you resurrect 360 points, and they're too good then. But skilled opponent will always like play around them, and it's easy to do this. My list got 40 points decrease, and this is like still I'm missing like 40 to 60 points to make it optimal GSC release that I would say, okay, I want to play it. So still not there, because probably at this point of the metagame, we Acolytes and Neophytes should got points reductions, because one some at some point in the past they got same treatment as CSM, so both rules update and points update at the same time, and they're a little bit overcosted. Maybe not Acolytes, they are fine, but Neophytes should be like 5 points more, less, and it's everything would be just good.
Yep, 100%. Grey Knights. So yep. Some power armor units got some points decreases. They weren't played that much. The Librarian, the Tech Marine, the Dread Knight got points increase. That was like that's not a surprise. But I still think there's lots of play for Grey Knights. The Land Raider Redeemer and the Grandmaster are unchanged, so you can still take a lot of high toughness bodies. You can still deal a lot of damage. I think Grey Knights will pretty much stay the same.
I still think that they are like basic infantry is too quite overcosted. Strike squads, fire squads, they pay for the army rule, definitely, for being able to be teleport strike, because if you compare strike squads, for example, to crusaders, from defensive perspective, they're the same, power armor bodies, and
yet it's a 40 points difference almost.
Yeah, and they are not that much, yeah, they're better in combat, but
it's not exactly their function, right?
It's not their function, exactly. So they should probably get quite more updates. The rest are fine, basically.
Yep. Imperial Knights, no changes. We can say pretty much the same what we did with Chaos Knights, although I think Canis Rex, one could suspect, would get a points increase because it's quite a common choice in armies. Not Imperial, not necessarily Imperial Knight armies, but Imperial.
Yeah, it's still the best unit in Custodes.
Yeah, exactly. But let's move on. Votann.
It's the same thing. Personally, I think that Sagittarius got a lot big nerf last time, so they were increased by 15 points. They should be decreased. Instead, we do have a Warriors reduction, which is fine, because you always play like two squads, and it's 10 points decrease, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's 10 points.
Yeah, and Uther, whatever. But in the end, this army suffers from different things, and definitely requires a new units for to be like more playable, and the playstyle will not change after having a couple of more points. I was really expecting, for example, Hearthguard to be decreased, because there are necessary units in the index, but they're too expensive, in my opinion.
Well, they've only just got a points increase, and it wasn't even that big of an increase. It was 20 points and 10 models.
You pay basically 320 points for 10 models with 20 wounds.
If you put it that way, it's not impressive.
Yeah, it's and their damage output is not that good. You need to use a CP, be in deep track, and then roll this 9-inch charge to just explore their full potential, and they still don't kill enough to be justified for that many points, and then you'll get for example, grenade, tank shock, and
well, you're dead.
And okay. 2 1s on saves, and you're dead.
That is not a beautiful picture that you've just painted there. Necrons.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of fans of Hardguard, but I'm not.
Okay. Necrons. Expected increases on the Ktan. On the Monolith, maybe. No increase on the Wraiths, which surprises me. Then some points reductions on some of the less popular choices. So obviously the Scorpec Destroyers, Flayed ones. Don't think people have used them much, maybe for like five man units. Yeah, that was okay for missions and stuff. What do you think? Would that make Necrons less oppressive in the meta?
No, they will play.
Just everyone will now play Canoptek. Yeah.
That's it.
Orcs. Ah, this is a sore in the eye. Meganobs unchanged.
Yes, this is something that's rich. Like, well, 30 points for a model with that. This just ridiculous. 2 up
armor and 4 up feel no pain.
Yeah, there are just better Bulgrins. Yeah, but maybe it's not worth exploring, digging it deep into this, because this is like a post codex, and we're right now analyzing the codex and trying to get the best of it. And the one comment that is obvious is about the Meganobs, and the rest are just probably points that we'll need to see, because our codex is quite like complicated. There are a lot of options, so it's hard to say something.
Yeah, but I think it will obviously be a strong pick in teams. We can say at least that much, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so it will be exciting to see how orcs are used by different teams, because there's lots of options in the codex and it can play niche roles. And yeah. Exactly. So we'll see how
it will be challenging to find out what's the optimal role for the orcs in the team composition.
Yeah, I think what's worth of note is that they also got a Legends update. So all of you people that were gathering your grot tanks to play the dread mob or whatever it's called, the vehicle detachment, you can throw them in the bin now, because they've been legended.
Come on, or all good orcs player will know how to turn grot tank into Killakan.
Exactly. Right. Space Marines. So we've already mentioned the tanks that they haven't changed here, which was, well, surprising. The Eliminator got a points increase, whilst so intercessors with jump packs got decreases. I actually rate this unit quite highly, so surprised that it's got a points decrease, albeit it's only 5 points, so not something huge. Hellblasters, they got a 20-point decrease in the 10-man squad. I don't know if it's a unit worth considering. Then the Brutalis Dreadnought is also something, I think, forgettable. The Vindicators, I think there's just too many better tanks for the Space Marines to use in Iron Storm.
Yeah, and still Vindicator is probably too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, and there's obviously, or maybe is it obvious? Well, a points increase in the enhancements for the Iron Storm Spearhead and also for the Storm Raven.
Tactical squad got point decrease.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Excellent. Nice. But I didn't know that you have to take 10 models nowadays. to be honest.
that's exactly what I thought right now.
Oops.
That explains the...
Is like the Devastator squad the same? The old? No. So they're fine. Never mind. What I was going to ask... How do you feel about the Stormraven? You've played some Iron Storm. I've had quite a strong opinion about it, I think.
I haven't played Stormraven at all. Because it was in my first concept of the list, and then I dropped it really quickly.
Okay.
It's either like two tanks or a Stormraven.
So,
Stormraven, polarizes the pairings. If someone got the ability to kill a Stormraven, and the tendency is basically to drop some Stormravens from the list.
Well, now for sure. Even more than before. Right, we've got more Space Marines, Viking themed this time around. So Space Wolves, some decreases on the Scouts and the Terminators.
Consistent with the other updates, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure what Wolf Scouts do to cost 10 points more. Okay. But I think you can just take regular Scouts when playing Space Wolves as well, so whatever.
I guess they got something combat-oriented specific. I don't know. I've never seen them on table.
Maybe. Then Tau, irrelevant with the Codex release around the corner, which then we'll get new points for the Tau once the Codex is officially released. Hopefully it's on the same day. And then we've got Thousand Suns. Some welcome points decreases, not very welcome points increases on the enhancements, but I guess deserved. I would still say they're worth taking. Not sure if there's space for Terminators, for the Molar Fiend or the Vindicator to come into play. I kind of want to try the Hellbrew because of its ability, but then it's a lot of points for the ability, is because outside of it.
What's the ability? I don't remember.
Every time you use a ritual, you get one Cabal point back.
That's actually good.
Yes, it's quite fine, but there isn't anything worth putting on the Hellbrew for it to do anything other than that. And for that buff, 130 feels steep. Cultists got points decrease for some reason. That's nice. Helps offset the increases on the enhancements. And the Demon Princess got another points decrease because they got one, I think, in the first data slate after the WTC. So I'm definitely going to try the Demon Prince again, try squeeze him into a list, and we'll see how he does. Other than that, the faction has pretty much unchanged. I don't think we'll see some new archetypes.
No.
But we'll see. I think it's still quite strong. And then Nids, is Nids last? No, it's not last. We've got World Eaters after that. Tyranids, a deserved points increase on the Gargoyles. But other than that, we've got some decreases for some units.
For things that were not that popular.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that wasn't picked much. No changes to enhancements. And last but not least, World Eaters, decreases for Jackals and Berserkers. Again, the Hellbrew. The Hellbrew got a decrease in all variants. I'm not sure the regular Chaos Space Marine one did, but
I didn't notice as well.
But... Terminators again, Molar Fiend again. But again, units that weren't really picked. And I don't think will be picked. Berserkers getting a points decrease.
Yeah, it's 10 points.
Rather surprising.
Always welcome. I mean, they're the worst unit from the they're worse than 8 bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that the army got like a problem with a number of units. So I guess they should also reduce points of regular 8 pounds by 10 points. Mm-hmm. I'm just missing a spot like for one additional spot somewhere. So that's my take on that, because it's, for example, the list I played got a reduction by how many? 40 points, and 40 points was not allowing me to take anything else. So you basically migrate between like how many Khorne Berserker squads and how many 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... So, I mean, that kind of answers the question, will World Eaters become more popular now?
I don't think so. They will be...
Right.
They're actually a good army, but... Yeah,
I think there's one person that's been showing that they're not the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, I it probably takes someone with a lot of repetitions with that army to actually get said results, and not everyone might be so motivated.
I played War Eaters a couple of times, and this is like army with high risk, high reward factor. Mm-hmm. So basically, you play a game on the edge and true risk, and you need to know when to push and when to risk, because all the things that random things that can happen, and if you roll like too good, then you will get a huge swing in your favor. But on the other side, if you roll too low, then basically you will not lose that many points.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically start the estimation from 7 up, and then it depends how many good rolls you will have.
Sure.
Which is fine for teams.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, that's it. We've covered all the factions, for better or worse. Any final words on what's happened here?
Yeah, so basically, I don't think that any of the army got like completely
overhauled.
Kicked out of the meta game. Yeah. Necrons and Hypercrypt got probably hurt the most.
Them and Guard.
And Guard, which they will just basically... Guard will need to play the change, probably playstyle and stick around
and
the Necron other units.
Switch to...
And Necrons will switch to Canoptic or something else. But basically, that's it. Sisters, I expected to have some more nerfs. But they will stay around. I really hoped for GSC to get something better, but yeah. At least I don't have to play this army.
Well, I think they might get a codex squeezed in before the WTC cutoff, no. So don't say that yet.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the cutoff is 1st of July, I guess.
And I think GSC might come out in June, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with points, right? Because that's this edition is a bit weird. You get books released, but points are not necessarily there.
Yeah.
But that's
different topic. I can get points from the index, original one. I'm fine with that.
Ah, yeah, the first one. Sure you are. Right, so... but I think this is like a good thing that we've not had a complete overhaul, because... Generally, the game is probably in the best state in years. I mean, at least taking into account how long it's actually fine to play and balanced, but also the variety of stuff that's being used and the factions that can play. Would you agree?
Yes. I think so, but on the other hand, I really wish I had a fully like full product of the game.
Well, we already maybe not agreed, but we can't have that. You have to come to terms with that at some
point. I'm just dreaming. No, I don't.
Yeah, okay.
I never stop
dreaming.
I never
exactly, stop dreaming. Exactly, guys. Be like mice and don't stop believing.
And you need to put a soundtrack up. That's it.
Right. Okay, guys, this is it. If you like what we do, hit the like button, subscribe, consider becoming a patron, visit our wonderful sponsors. Their pages are linked in the video description below. That's the Army Painter and Wayland Yutani for you guys. I'm sure they need no further introduction from me. For tonight, this is it. And we'll see you in the next episode, hopefully. Thank you, Myson, for joining me.
Thanks.
And until next time, bye-bye.
See you.